Welcome to episode 337 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes in the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, and Elizabeth. Spring has sprung, and vaccinations are rolling out. That means many are starting to think about summer travel. A beach vacation is still one of the best options out there, and this week we're revisiting Hilton Head, South Carolina. Sandy was fortunate to spend a couple of days there recently, so we wanted to hear about her trip and mostly what she ate and drank. So let's get started. So, Sandy, I'm assuming you drove because you seem to be a driver from most everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I could fly there quicker than driving.
No, there is absolutely no way. Yeah,
it's right on that. You know, it's that 6-hour precipice where it's right. Just long enough that you have to drive it because flying is faster. I mean, not as fast.
But you can't fly directly there. You have to travel. You have to transfer somewhere.
Right.
Usually Atlanta.
Fly to either Hilton Head or Savannah. But yeah,
we're going to Cleveland next week, and it's kind of the same thing. By the time I fly to Baltimore and change planes and wait for the connection and fly to Cleveland, I can almost drive there in the same amount of time. But as you know, flights right now are dirt cheap. So it was actually cheaper to fly than it was to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to get to the airport early, so that adds time too. So, you know. But yeah, it's really easy off of I-95. It's pretty simple to get there. It's just like one road off of 95 and then you are on your way to the island, but it is not just off 95.
Right. I think that's the important thing, because I can't tell you how many times I've taken that turn off of 95. I'm like, we're almost there, kids.
Nope.
It's like almost
it's another
an hour.
20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's actually 40. Almost an hour depending on which side of the island you're going to. Yeah.
In traffic.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a wreck on the bridge and all that stuff.
Yeah. Ooh.
But it was not bad. I mean, it's pretty easy drive, so that's what we did. We drove, and it was good. Yeah.
So the buzz for 2020 is still, or 2021, I should say, is still COVID. So I don't know what the protocols are in South Carolina as a law, but what did you actually see people complying with?
So I would actually say that their Hilton Head itself is pretty much the same as what I experience here in North Carolina. Masks were required in grocery stores and restaurants, which kind of surprised me because, like, I go to visit my parents in near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and it's a free-for-all there.
The Wild
West. So, yeah, so I was actually pleasantly surprised, but I was kind of shocked that when we did a couple of like shuttle transports and they weren't required on those, which that surprised me.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Hilton Head, one important thing to know about Hilton Head is that it's kind of a livable community. There are people who live there year round. I mean, just like most beach towns, there's people who live in Myrtle Beach year round, but it's very common for people from up north to purchase property on Hilton Head and summer down there. So it's a it's not a South Carolina group of people necessarily. It's sort of it's a snowbird kind of you know, people who have moved there from elsewhere or people who are there for half the year.
Yeah, our Uber driver had retired. Him and his wife moved down there from Ohio, and they live in this Dell something retirement community.
Yeah.
Del Webb.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Del Webb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they have one of those communities down there. My friend Terry that was with us knew exactly what it was. And they play on a pickleball league. And they were talking about her and the Uber driver were going crazy about pickleball. And so, but yeah, so he like Ubers in his spare time for his golf money. You know, it's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, Del Webb
is a great neighborhood, actually.
Yeah, it's a senior community, right?
It's for over 55.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I guess they invented the concept. Mm-hmm. And there's one in Arizona and I don't know where else. I was introduced to the idea when I was there.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was cool. And the Ubers do require masks because it's Uber. You know, they're a little bit, I think Uber, you have to do that no matter where you are, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep. So are there a lot of public beaches or is everything down there private and you have to stay at a hotel to get access?
So I think they're public. I know where we stayed, we were on like a resort and the beach access was public, but there were parking meters there. that were like 2 hours at a time. So we didn't drive. We took the resort shuttle to the beach. And the beach was really nice. It was big. They had, the dunes were very stretched out, and they had this like blue kind of plastic carpet that went from the dunes all the way out to the beach. So you didn't have to walk across just the sand, which made it nice when you have, you know, stuff to carry, or if you have, like, a lot of people take wagons to the beach now that collapse. And I tried to take it, but my friends wouldn't let me. They didn't think we needed the wagon.
Were they wrong?
I think they were wrong. They were talking about how, well, they were like, a wagon would be nice right now. And then I kept pointing out all the other people around us who had wagons. I'm like, look, they have a wagon. Mm-hmm. There's a wagon. But
yeah. But I think the beaches, too, are interesting because only one side of Hilton Head has beaches. The other side is on the Intracoastal Waterway. So it's more of a swamp. So it kind of is like two vacations in one, if you will. Like, it's actually quite nice to stay on the swamp side. It's not as expensive. You know, the real estate on that side isn't. But it's very pretty. I mean, you know, it's very relaxing and charming, I think, is a good word for it.
And actually, one of the better places to go do the beaches is actually at some of the state parks. Because then you can park, they've got facilities, which is not always the case when you go to some of the public beach access, and parking is kind of a premium there.
Yeah, the one we stayed at, well, we were on the north side of the island, and I'm not really sure. I know there were several, there were like four beach accesses there that you could, you know, walk back and forth. So, but yeah, there was nothing. Like, if you didn't stay in one of those hotels right on the beach, or maybe you could walk up there and get a burger or something, but I didn't see anything like that, you know, where you could, you had, basically you have to bring what you need to the beach. And if you run out, then you just have to go back and get it.
And if you don't have a wagon, it really sucks.
Yeah, or you just go back to your condo and just drink there.
So it's funny looking at the map. I'm not familiar with the area. Is like 90% of it golf courses?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the rest are tennis courts.
Plantations. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's a huge golf and tennis location. I mean, that is why people go to Hilton Head.
And pickleball.
Well, like, because that's a shoot off of tennis now, right? But
and it looks like a tennis shoe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like the heel.
And actually, that's what they call it when you're down in certain areas. Oh, we're at the big toe.
Yeah, there was a golf tournament coming when we were there. We were there the beginning of the week, and I guess golf tournaments normally start on Thursdays. So they were gearing up, but it wasn't totally crazy yet when we were there.
So golf tournament like PGA?
Yeah.
I think
oh, okay.
That was a big one, yeah.
I know the seniors tournament comes through there for sure, but yeah.
I'm sure someone could figure it out. I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the actually, there's a tournament, a PGA tournament just even, I mean, this is going to come out later, but it's this weekend. So yes, very, very big on golf.
Yeah. And if you, you know, get bored because you've played all the golf courses on Hilton Head, you just leave the island and go like 10 more steps and there's more. I mean, they're like all over the place. So big, huge golf area.
Yeah.
So where did you stay when you went?
So we stayed at a place called Royal Plantation. It was the north side of the island. So it was interesting. Like, it kind of reminded me of Cary, North Carolina, how you can't always tell what's in a shopping center unless you drive into it. But Hilton Head's even worse. You have to, like, drive into a neighborhood, go through a roundabout, and come in the back way to get to a grocery store or something. You know? So, but it's very pretty and cute. But, yeah, where we stayed, we had pretty big condo, and it had walking paths. There were tons of bikes outside that we could use. There was a gator in the pond in the backyard, so that was interesting. And then there was a cat who came and hung out with us, and he became our little pet for the weekend, so that was pretty cool.
I was really glad you didn't say he got eaten by the gator.
Oh my god, he like went over and was staring at the pond. We're like, come back, come away from there.
Don't go near the gator.
Yeah.
It's a lot of vacation rental properties with a few hotels on property. So there's the Sonesta, there's an Omni, there's the Disney Hilton Head, which is actually a timeshare. And there's also a Marriott Vacation Club.
There's a Westin.
Timeshare. There's a Westin. Mm-hmm. Donna, what else? Are we forgetting anything?
I can't remember, but there's a really nice one where you can get houses that have like 5 and 6 bedrooms.
Oh wow!
But it's not on the beach. It's actually on the intercoastal side.
So Absolutely.
And they have a great restaurant in there. So, but one of the things, you also make sure you have your GPS, because like Sandy was saying, the sign, they have very, very, very strict signage, zoning. So the signs are going to be very tiny. You're going to come into the grocery stores at the backside, and they've got all the trees in front that they have to keep because they want to keep that aesthetic. So you need to make sure your GPS works. You know where you're going.
Like the golden arches are not golden. They're blue.
Right.
So, yeah. And they're about the size of, they're about 2 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will say, we did not have any trouble finding good food. I mean, we just, there was so much good food to be had. So it was awesome.
And it's not just seafood. There's all it attracts all sorts of cuisines, I think.
Well, we had the first night, we weren't really going to eat. And then we decided when we went out to get gas that we should probably eat. So I just picked a place really close and it ended up being closed. But
well done.
But there was a place like in that same shopping center that was this like Irish pub. And that was really good. Although we did kind of joke about how we're at Hilton Head eating in an Irish pub. But but no, that one was all right. And then we had seafood the rest of the time. That's why I was there. I was all about the seafood.
And to be fair, part of the reason that you ate at an Irish pub is because so many people live here. It's like you won't just find the resort restaurants. You'll find sort of the generic, like what you would find in your town.
Yes.
All those conveniences. And actually, just to throw back to Donna saying bring your GPS, also read up in the driver's manual about how to use a roundabout. Please.
Oh, yes.
That is when you're in the roundabout, you have the right of way. You don't stop and let people into the roundabout. That's very kind of you, but you do not do that.
Something that happens.
Yes, this is the
end. And don't go backwards.
Just because you don't see anybody there doesn't mean you should make a left turn across the roundabout. Not a good idea. Just saying.
Just keep going right.
And it's all roundabouts. Like the whole island is roundabouts. So if you think there's only one and you've done it and you're done with it, you're wrong.
Nope.
Everywhere you go.
Remind me of home.
Yes. Roundabouts are a very civilized thing as long as everybody understands the rules.
Yeah.
So then they become uncivilized because I get really angry.
So don't get stuck in the roundabout with Elizabeth.
Yes, or you know, wave me on because I hate that.
So I didn't see in the notes here that there were a lot of options for different kind of cruises.
Yeah, so we did a dolphin cruise, and that was really cool. They guarantee that you'll see dolphins. They go out into the sound, and it was pretty cool. It feels to me like one of those really good COVID type trips because you can really space out. You're outside. You know, the boat we were on was pretty big, but they had like an intercom system that we could hear everything that the captain was telling us, and he was pointing things out, and he told us a lot of cool stuff about the area. Dufusky Island was right off the coast, and we went by there, and so he talked a lot about that. I guess that's where the Gullah people lived, and so it's supposed to be pretty cool to go and check that island out. We didn't go on the island, but that seemed pretty cool. And who's the author, Pat?
Pat Conroy.
Yeah, so my friend had like read a book by him where when he lived there, he taught on the island. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a memoir type book. So there's a lot of cool opportunity for that, to read like some really cool local author and then go explore like that kind of stuff.
There is a lot of history in that area. It's really interesting. And just as a counter to that dolphin cruise that you did, when I was there several years ago, we did a dolphin cruise. I was with another family, so there were 8 of us, and we just had a small pontoon boat. It would have maybe held 2 more people, and it was just our family. So talk about COVID friendly. They also have those options where you just go out in a smaller boat, and the dolphins would sort of swim. And it was also guaranteed to see dolphins because they know exactly where they are. Apparently,
well,
these dolphins
all over
just
the sand.
And so and they'll swim along beside the boat, and you know it was a lot of fun. And so we took the kids, and they were really little, and they were totally, they don't remember it at all now.
Yeah,
they
my
were
friend
totally
Jen
delighted.
Said they did a pirate cruise.
Yeah,
their girls.
Mm-hmm.
Project Expedition has several options for that too. So we can definitely help out with that.
Yes.
But they do sunset cruises. They do boat rentals. If you are feeling like, you know, you're comfortable driving a boat, then you can rent a boat for the day and you can go explore Dufusky Island if you want. And they do tours that go down to Savannah. Savannah is not really that far. It's 45 minutes to drive it, but I guess it's only like maybe 15 miles by the water. So
there's a shortcut. There's a back way, and it only takes 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I love to be on the water when I'm places like that. So
tell us about these seafood places you went. Were they like out on the water and, you know?
Yeah. So the first one we went to was the Old Oyster Factory, and that was on the side of the marsh. So it was really cool. When we got there, it was low tide, so you could see the oysters just sticking up out of the mud. But I kept watching, and it was just like the tide was coming in. But they had really good, like, kind of upscale raw bar type stuff. Like, my friends got this thing called, instead of a charcuterie, it was a seacuterie. And it came with, like, smoked oysters, smoked fish, smoked shrimp. It came with lox. It had crab legs, you know, like, all it was in this, like, two or three tiered thing that came out. They ordered a couple different things like that. I just got fried oysters. Yeah, well, actually, I got the whole fried seafood platter because all I wanted was oysters. But I'm not really big on raw. So that was their only option there, was raw or fried oysters. But it was really good. Like, really good drinks, really cool place. It was a big restaurant. It had several levels to it. So there was, like, an outdoor side that had a bar out there, and it was right on the marsh. So, like, once the sun got down a little bit and wasn't shining in your eyes, that was a really good place to just go chill. They had some live music out there. Just a really cool atmosphere. Really cool. We liked it a lot.
And then where else did you go?
So then we went to the Carolina Crab Company. And this was after we went to our cruise. So we had made a reservation for later. And this one was... all I know is it was under a bridge, but it was like a shopping center, and it was like the restaurant had several sections to it, and all of it was outdoor seating. So that was really good for COVID times because you're not inside a restaurant. So it was really good. You know, we didn't feel like we had to be spaced out, and they had like steamer pots, which if you've ever been to the Lowcountry, you got to get a steamer pot. It's just a like a mix of crabs and corn on the cob, mm-hmm. potatoes and oysters and mussels,
shrimp usually too,
shrimp, yeah. And yeah, it's just kind of everything thrown into this pot and steamed, and it's so good. So that one really hit the spot. They also had really good hush puppies with like this apple butter, which I had never had before. Aww. So it was yummy, and good drinks there too. And then there was another area where we actually went to, like, I think the picture that Heidi's using is the lighthouse, the Harbortown Lighthouse. So that is in the Sea Pines Resort. That's actually where the golf tournament was happening. So you have to pay to get into this resort. So we had made reservations there, and we also were doing our dolphin cruise from there. We didn't end up having to pay to get in because we Ubered and they let the Uber driver in, but we would have had to pay to go in and then park somewhere and then shuttle to the place where like the lighthouse and the shops and stuff are. But it still would have been a cool place to go do that. I would have paid the $9 to get in and spend a day down there because there's like a bar there that's outside.
Say no more.
Yeah, and that's a shot. I mean, it's a cool little marina area. I think it would be definitely worth spending a day down there if you're down in that area.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.